Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Disrupting Poverty, Five Powerful Classroom Practices by Kathleen Budge is an education-focused guide that connects classroom instruction with the urgent reality students face when poverty shapes daily life. Rather than treating poverty as an unchangeable backdrop, the book frames it as a challenge educators can address through deliberate practices that build academic growth, belonging, and long-term opportunity. Budge draws on school leadership and teacher development perspectives to highlight how classroom routines, relationships, and expectations can either reproduce inequity or interrupt it. The central promise is practical. Educators do not need a complete system overhaul to begin making a meaningful difference. By focusing on a small set of high-leverage moves, teachers can create environments where students experiencing economic hardship are supported without being stereotyped or lowered expectations. The book emphasizes actionable strategies that can be applied across grade levels and subjects, helping educators align empathy with rigor and translate equity commitments into daily instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a classroom culture of belonging and safety. A core theme is that learning accelerates when students feel known, valued, and safe, especially when outside of school stressors are common. The book emphasizes creating a classroom culture where routines are predictable, relationships are respectful, and students understand that they have a legitimate place in the learning community. This includes intentionally teaching norms, modeling how to handle conflict, and using language that communicates dignity. Instead of assuming students already know how school works, the approach treats classroom expectations as skills to be taught and practiced. The focus is not on being soft, but on reducing uncertainty that can trigger disengagement. Teachers are encouraged to notice how participation structures, discipline choices, and even seating or grouping can either invite students in or signal exclusion. The broader argument is that belonging is an instructional strategy. When students trust the environment, they take more academic risks, persist through challenges, and are more willing to seek help. This topic also underscores avoiding deficit narratives. Students living in poverty are not problems to manage, but learners with strengths. A supportive culture makes those strengths visible and turns the classroom into a stabilizing space that supports attention, motivation, and persistence. Secondly, maintaining high expectations while providing real support. Another central topic is the balance between rigorous expectations and practical scaffolding. The book rejects the common trap of lowering academic demands out of sympathy, noting that reduced expectations can quietly limit future options. At the same time, it recognizes that students may face barriers such as inconsistent access to sleep, food, transportation, technology, or quiet study spaces. The recommended stance is both and communicate clearly that all students can engage in complex thinking, while also designing lessons so that success is attainable. This means clarifying learning targets, chunking tasks, using examples and non-examples, and offering multiple ways for students to show understanding. Teachers can build support into instruction through guided practice, feedback loops, and structured collaboration, rather than relying on homework or outside tutoring that may be inaccessible. The approach also highlights the importance of transparent criteria and grading practices that reflect learning, not compliance or access to resources. In practice, this topic calls educators to examine whether classroom policies unintentionally reward privilege, such as grading heavily for materials, late penalties that ignore family responsibilities, or participation norms that favor students with more confidence. High expectations become equitable when paired with intentional support systems. Thirdly, strengthening relationships and communication with families. Disrupting poverty in education also requires genuine partnerships with families and caregivers, and the book emphasizes shifting from judgment to collaboration. Families experiencing poverty often navigate work constraints, transportation challenges, housing instability, or negative past experiences with schools. The book frames effective communication as proactive, respectful, and centered on shared goals for the student. This includes reaching out early with positive information, using accessible communication channels, and avoiding jargon that can create distance. Instead of contacting caregivers primarily when problems arise, teachers can build trust by making success visible and inviting families into problem solving. The topic also addresses cultural humility. Educators should recognize that family engagement may look different across communities, and that lack of attendance at school events does not equal lack of care. Practical practices might include flexible meeting times, multilingual supports when needed, and clear explanations of how families can help without requiring resources they may not have. The broader point is that strong relationships widen the circle of support for students. When families and educators communicate effectively, students receive more consistent messages about learning, behavior, and goals, and barriers can be identified earlier before they become chronic setbacks. Fourthly, designing instruction that connects to students' lives and strengths. The book highlights the power of instruction that feels relevant, respectful, and intellectually meaningful. When students see their experiences and communities reflected in learning, school becomes less like an external demand and more like a tool for understanding the world. This topic emphasizes using culturally responsive teaching practices, such as selecting examples that connect to real contexts, inviting student voice, and building lessons that value diverse knowledge and perspectives. Importantly, relevance is paired with academic purpose. The goal is not entertainment, but engagement that drives deeper comprehension, discussion, and application. Teachers are encouraged to leverage student strengths, including problem-solving developed through real-life responsibilities, communication skills from navigating complex social environments, or resilience built through hardship. Instructional design can include inquiry-based tasks, authentic writing or projects, and discussions that invite multiple viewpoints while maintaining respectful norms. The book also suggests that engagement increases when students have meaningful choices, clear reasons for learning, and opportunities to collaborate. By connecting learning to students' lives, teachers reduce the distance between home and school cultures, which can be especially wide for students living in poverty. This alignment helps students persist and see education as relevant to future possibilities. Lastly, using reflective practices and equity mindsets to sustain change. Lasting improvement depends on educator reflection and a commitment to equity-driven decision-making. The book stresses that classroom practices are shaped by beliefs, often implicit, about intelligence, behavior, and what students need. This topic focuses on educators examining assumptions that can lead to biased interpretations, such as seeing disengagement as laziness rather than a response to stress or unmet needs. Reflective practice includes analyzing classroom data, noticing patterns in participation and discipline, and asking whether teaching strategies are providing access for all learners. It also includes responding to mistakes with learning rather than defensiveness. The book encourages educators to treat equity as a daily practice, not a one-time initiative, by routinely reviewing policies, materials, and routines for unintended barriers. Collaboration with colleagues can strengthen this work through shared problem-solving, peer observation, and consistent expectations across classrooms. Another key idea is sustainability. Teachers need realistic strategies they can maintain, along with boundaries and support that prevent burnout. By grounding efforts in reflection and mindset shifts, the practices become adaptable to different contexts and student needs. This approach helps educators move from isolated interventions to a coherent classroom framework that steadily interrupts opportunity gaps linked to poverty. In conclusion, this book is best for K-12 teachers, instructional coaches, school leaders, and teacher candidates who want practical ways to support students affected by poverty without slipping into stereotypes or lowering academic standards. Readers who feel stuck between compassion and rigor will benefit from a framework that treats both as essential. The book can improve a reader's life by turning concern into concrete action. It helps educators build classrooms that feel stable, respectful, and academically ambitious, which often reduces behavior crises, increases student engagement, and strengthens teacher confidence. It also encourages reflection on policies and routines that may unintentionally reward privilege, supporting a more coherent and fair approach to grading, participation, and family communication. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on broad theory or on poverty as a fixed student trait, this one is appealing because it centers on specific classroom practices educators can implement immediately and refine over time. Its focus on high-leverage moves makes it easier to apply in real schools with limited time and resources. For buyers, the value is in a clear, actionable pathway to creating equitable learning conditions that expand opportunity for students who need it most. If you would like to support Kathleen Budge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.